Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, listeners. This is another roundup of offbeat news from Odyssey stations across the country from the Something Offbeat podcast. You might be getting this episode in your feed because we regularly feature other Odyssey shows from across the country, and we want to make sure that you don't miss out on other weird news stories that you might be interested in. Today, we're going to be going on a journey that takes us from the underbelly of LA to a mysterious Midwestern explosion, and all the way to Stonehenge, with guides from KMOX's The Dave Glover Show, KMBZ's The Dana and Parks Show, and KNX News. We'll start in LA, where even hardened film noir detectives like Philip Marlowe might have a tough time dealing with the recent blotter, which includes a pop star and a butt sniffer. Yeah, a butt sniffer. I'll let my pal Daniela from KNX tell you all about it.
I'm your host, Daniela DeRobio. The man that authorities call a serial butt sniffer was arrested again. In fact, it's been a month since he was last arrested. It happened last week inside a Walgreens in Burbank, according to NBC4. Police say Khalees Crowder was seen, you guessed it, sniffing a woman's butt. This time, employees recognized him and they called the cops. Ever hear of the Rich Roland burglary crew? That's Rich Roland, by the way, not Rick Roland. And while the group sounds like they could be the suspects in a Scooby-Doo episode, police say they're responsible for more than 90 residential burglaries in LA. Officers also say they've arrested 8 members of the group. Here's Craig Figner with more.
Targets of this operation were members of what was referred to as the Rich Roland burglary crew.
They were heavily armed and targeted homes where wealthy people lived all across Los Angeles. That is how LAPD Chief Jim McDonald describes the Rich Roland burglary crew. He says 8 people have been arrested, that they served some search warrants last week. There was another one back in April, and he says they resulted in an enormous amount of evidence.
The Rich Roland burglary crew, responsible for 92 residential burglaries in the city of Los Angeles. In April of 2025, a search warrant was served at a residence in Los Angeles. At that time, 2 rifles, 5 handguns, a large amount of ammunition, body armor, large capacity rifle and pistol magazines, purses, jewelry, high-end watches, stolen credit cards, as well as multiple license plates were recovered.
Chief McDonald says the Rich Roland burglary crew's crimes started back in 2022. Despite the 8 people arrested and the number of crimes involved, he says they do not appear to be connected to the recent rash of burglaries in Encino. I'm Craig Figner.
Rapper Lil Nas X pled not guilty to 4 felony charges, including assaulting a police officer. A judge set his bail at $75,000. You may remember last week the rapper was seen wandering Studio City in just his underwear. He was arrested and taken to a hospital before going to jail.
If you want to stay updated on those crimes, the LA Local podcast is the place to go.
Now we'll head to the St. Louis area for our next story. This week, five homes were suddenly leveled in an explosion that rocked the city of Blackjack. That's a suburb of St. Louis. Sean Malone joined the Dave Glover Show with a firsthand account of this calamity.
I couldn't tell which house had blown up. There were five homes that were completely turned to
just
rubble.
Just leveled.
Yes.
Wow.
Just nothing was left but burnt debris at this point. And it was basically, it was on a corner block of this little neighborhood. And it was in an L shape. I'll describe it. It was kind of the homes that were destroyed were similar to the layout of how a knight can move in chess. It was an L shape you had the one home on the corner to the right of it. One home. Those two were completely leveled. And the one on the corner, about three homes north of that or further up from that. Those were completely leveled and burnt to a crisp as well. It was quite an unbelievable sight to see. I could smell it as I was driving up about 10 minutes out. Smell the smoke.
Specific or just like...
You know what was weird about it? It smelled like fireworks show.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
I thought was weird okay. about. Now, I'm not saying that there were any kind of explosives like that used. I didn't see that. I didn't get any indication from residents and neighbors that I spoke to that, you know, it was a fireworks-like explosion. Because that, I mean, there's multiple things going off. Everyone just heard one singular boom from what I talked to.
Okay.
But just to describe the scene, that's kind of what I smelled on my drive up. And then you get there and you just see a thick cloud of smoke on the ground still while firefighters are still fighting homes that are on fire. And, you know, I had a hard time when I first arrived there actually seeing down exactly what was going on because there was so much smoke in the area.
Still. So you got there how long after the report?
Yeah, there was still active.
Maybe a half an hour.
I don't want to say like a home was fully on fire. I probably got there about an hour after initial call was made to 911. I think the first call came in at a little before 9:15. I got there at about 10 minutes past 10.
Okay.
So still enough to see, you know, an active situation that the fire department was handling. They had it well under control at that point. But again, a lot of these homes, just from when they arrived, were totally engulfed in flames.
Sean, talk a little bit about how widespread this was felt. I'm seeing this tweet from KMOX St. Louis News on Twitter, at KMOX News.
Well, the best person to ask about how widespread the explosion, the shockwave was felt, was Chris Ranji, because he was on the air and said that he heard, I believe it was his mother who lives in Granite City. Felt it.
Okay.
So all the way across the river in Illinois, they felt the shockwave from this explosion.
Wow.
And, you know, I was talking to people that were out there that obviously they felt it living in the immediate area, but they were like, yeah, I heard from this person in this other part of the county that felt it, you know? And, you know, Granite City, I think, is as far out as I've heard that the shockwave was felt, but that's how large this explosion was. Across the river, people were feeling something.
Wow. So what do we know now, if anything, about potential causes? I know Spire
put out a statement that in their early investigation, it doesn't appear that it's anything with their infrastructure.
Okay, so
they were still inspecting things while I was out there. One of the last things I saw before I went back to the station was they were digging a giant ditch right out front of one of the homes.
Okay.
I believe it was the one on the corner, I believe. And I guess they were digging to check something with their line to see if things were working properly or if there was any indication with that. I don't know the exact specifics, but I know Spire was still out there investigating. Bomb and Arson was also out there investigating.
Okay.
It is not indicative that just because they're there, that it was a bomb or
just have
arson.
To check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're there just because there was an explosion, not because they think it was a bomb or it was arson that led to that explosion. Same reason as Spire being there.
Right.
You know, it doesn't
necessarily
mean that it was Spire that or a gas line that caused this. So they're still looking into it.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A preliminary investigation by the Regional Bomb and Arson Unit indicated that the explosion was caused by natural gas. However, St. Louis County Police Chief Kenneth Gregory said that this is the, quote, likely cause and that more work needs to be done. To keep up on that story, check out KMOX on the Odyssey app, also online at the KMOX website, or by telling your smart speaker to play the station, KMOX. You can also find The Dave Glover Show after it airs wherever you get your podcasts. Now, for our final tale, we're checking in with the Dana and Park Show to learn about a new discovery. I like to call these mystery levels, concerning the Stonehenge site in the UK.
New analysis of a cow's tooth found at Stonehenge shows the animal likely came from Wales, reinforcing theories that cattle helped to transport the enormous stones.
Are you saying they moved the stones?
Wales is in W-A-L-E-S.
Wait, a cow came from a whale?
W-A-L-E-S.
Focus. Whales.
Whale.
Whales.
Not a whale, but whales. A whales.
Got it.
I can't do
Princess
that.
Diana. I got it. Go back. Cow, Stonehenge.
Who said anything about Princess Diana?
You should have said whales.
You're saying Princess Diana was a whale? She was very thin.
They think a cow had nice. Something to do with getting the stones.
They think cows, because the stones are very large.
Yeah.
They moved them.
They moved them from Wales to southern England, mm-hmm. where Stonehenge is located.
Mm-hmm.
The tooth was found in 1924. They sliced it into 9 horizontal sections, analyzed it for clues about the animal's diet, environment, and movement, found that, I don't know how they do that, they're smarter than me, found that the cow's tooth showed evidence that it was from Wales without an H.
Got it.
And that that cows. Now I'm confusing myself.
It would behoove them to investigate that further.
Okay. The cows were used to transport the gigantic stones that make up Stonehenge, and they still don't officially know what Stonehenge is.
Wait, what? It's a sundial.
No, they don't actually know, Sam.
I was there 2 years ago. I read everything there was about Stonehenge at the site. And they are conflicted. Sundial is thought to be the number one, you know, because if you look through here and then you look through here, the sun shines directly in on the first day of spring and then on the other side on the first day of fall. Okay? And so they think maybe it might have been a way for the people who lived in southern England at the time to know when to start planting and to know when to start harvesting. However, there is another thread of thought that has it as a religious site. Would you like to disagree, Dan?
He said that to me. No, he's good.
Okay. He looked like he was getting ready to jump on.
Are you turning your mic on or just talking to me?
I'm just talking to you. I'm working on something in here.
It is, Scott, I will tell you this. I've seen your photos.
It's fascinating.
It's probably not in my top three because, you know, we're not getting any younger and I've got places I want to go see around the world.
That's because you haven't seen it yet.
But it would be maybe top five.
When you walk up on it, First of all, it's smaller than you think.
They say that about the Mona Lisa.
It is smaller than you think. I thought the stones would be just gigantic. They are big. And you can't figure out how in the hell did they move these stones more than 150 miles.
Okay, but give me like the size of a Ford F-150 truck or bigger?
Oh, bigger.
Okay. Yeah.
Much bigger.
Because you're right. There's really nothing to scale because you can't put a human next to it. You're not allowed to go up and touch them.
Not anymore.
Highly frowned upon. That's a lot.
Well, but you know what? All they have is a small little rope that wraps all the way around the monument.
I know that I'm the crazy conspiracy theorist, but when are we going to accept that we had prior advanced civilizations on this planet? Well, they did not pull these rocks with cows and get them up in place with ropes. That did not happen.
With some sort of fulcrum and pulley system over many dozens of years, maybe.
The running theory was, and keep in mind, Stonehenge is 5,000 years old, okay? The running thought is that they use logs, long logs, and, you know, many of them in succession.
As you roll it along, you grab the log somebody from would the grab back, the log, move it to the
move,
front.
Move it to the front, yeah. That's right. And then the cows, now this is apparently the prevailing thought, would just pull them along as you're running the logs back up and sticking them underneath the stone.
Oxen. Yeah, they would use oxen to move these things. You know, we make the assumption that just because people lived a long time ago that they weren't humans with brains and tools and building things.
Wow.
I mean, the Roman Empire was 100, 150 years away from their own industrial revolution.
Yeah.
You know.
Keep in mind, Stonehenge was created, I'll repeat, 5,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So those stones, by the way, I would guess they're about 25 feet tall, each one. But how did they get these on top of those two?
That's 2.5 stories tall. It's incredible.
Yeah. Pulleys. They lifted up there with ropes.
No, hello, duh. It was cows.
The cows lifted them up.
Just pulled that string and it went.
They moved them.
Utterly ridiculous.
With whales and Princess Diana.
Last December, we had Anthony Clark, a researcher who was on a team that published a study with new findings about Stonehenge on the Something Offbeat podcast. Clark's team determined that the altar stone that sits at the center of Stonehenge is from the northeast part of Scotland. That's over 450 miles away from the Stonehenge site. How did it get there? Well, Stonehenge just loves to keep its mysteries. Here's just a little bit of what Clark told Something Offbeat host Mike Rogers about it.
There's so much mystery. There always has been surrounding Stonehenge, and you've just added to it. You realize that.
I did, yeah. I think Stonehenge is somewhat of a research black hole, I think. The more you put into it, the more you don't get out. And I look to all of the other monuments in the UK. Some of them are overlooked and some are just as impressive as Stonehenge. Maybe if we also look at them, some of the mysteries of ancient Britain will be unraveled.
For more on Clark's research, check out that episode in the Something Offbeat feed wherever you get your podcasts. And I wanted to say thank you all so much for listening to this roundup of Offbeat News. This show was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Thanks again to the LA Local from KNX News in Los Angeles, the Dave Glover Show out of KMOX in St. Louis, and the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.